Blog Talk Radio.
Something very interesting on the edge of your computer. If you set your phone down, it'll shut your whole computer off. I don't know what it is, but whenever I do that, so thank God I can get back into my phone, but and onto my computer. So thank you so much. I want to get into this Proverbs 1, verse 7. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. I'm going to get into this. It's kind of interesting because I run a modesty support group and I did a video because they have like, I guess you could call them like a shot or a vaccine. And they have like, I think a couple medications that they're showing massive promise that if you take these, you can eliminate your autoimmune issue. So I could eat wheat and not kill myself. And guess what, folks? If you can alter that in a way, guess what? You may not be able to eat peanuts, but you can. You don't have to worry about like totally avoiding them. In terms of, you know, cross contamination won't kill you. I was talking about how the shot's kind of like a vaccine and yada 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 and all this stuff, and 6 years in the making plus, if not more, and they're still doing all these checks on them. Well, my thing gets flagged with like the. You want info about the vaccine? I was not talking about COVID or anything. I'm just talking about how this shot you can get for celiac, it's a couple of them, and there's like, I think, a prescription that when you take it, your body gets to where it can naturally have wheat and eat wheat over time, you know. Like in 6 months, you fully integrate it. And it's just... it's these algorithms that, like, they have keywords set up that if you do this, I mean, you say certain phrases. Like I posted on Terrence K. Williams thing that said, Joe and Lazy Hill got to go, it instantly gets flagged. Instantly gets taken down. I mean, I'm about off Facebook anyways because I'm about, you know, I've been taking everything I swear, you know. I'm sure I'm on their red flag list. I'm monitored heavily for sure, but... and that's the hard thing. So I was like, well, you know, about like on Twitter and all this. You take a look at like Twitter and stuff, and you sit there and like, well, okay, there's millions and millions and millions. There's tens of millions of people that are on Twitter, and not even in the U.S. So if every American got off Twitter, it wouldn't affect Twitter at all. But I don't want to get into that so much. And there's Nancy Pelosi trying to pass a $3.5 trillion, along with all these others. It's like $5 trillion in spending she's trying to shove down her throats. While, remember what we said, you know, while Afghanistan is going on, guess what, folks? They're taking, they're having you look at the right hand while they're taking the watch off your wrist with the left hand. I mean, our country's done for. I mean, I think my niece owes $250,000. I owe $250,000 in taxes. And that's probably before the stimulus and these trillions of dollars. My wife owes $250,000 or something. And because it was a couple years ago, I think it was like $189,000 or something every American would have to pay. It's ridiculous. I mean, again, they ask questions about the Americans over in Afghanistan, and Biden walks off. You have CNN going off on Biden, it's I'm going to get into that so much more. So welcome to the program. I hope you feel a part of, and I really hope you do. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. I mean, like Sunday, I think, no, Saturday, it was an IndyCar race. I'm so out of touch with so much crap anymore because of all this. I mean, the BLM NFL, there was another fight at a Steelers ball. I don't know what happened. It doesn't really say. All you do is see this woman, this guy getting in the face of this woman, so she slaps him and takes, like, the guy next to him, like, a boyfriend or and knocks him out. It's just sad what this world's coming to. It's just pathetic. It's just downright, it's sad. It's not the America I grew up in. You know? Let's just have an all out brawl. I mean, you could give each other crap, but you weren't going to punch somebody. But then you have, like, people that weigh 700 pounds that are like, put on a mask, you're going to get me sick. You know? In fact, we all have, and that's one thing, we all got to be kind to each other. That's my point of this part of the program. Because you don't know what anyone's going through. I don't know what my niece goes through. She don't know what I go through. I don't know. There's things about my wife, I don't know what she goes through. There's things I do, and there's things she, I probably don't. And there's, you never know when you walk up to someone and they're having the best day of their life or, hey, their mom just died. Treat people with respect because you never know, man. They may be shamed because, look at that, you're a twig. Just because you're skinny doesn't mean you can be shamed just like a fat person. But, you know, so respect everybody. You know, you respect me, I respect you. You respect my family, I respect you. You go off, you go off on my niece or my wife or any of my cousins, we ain't having that. I still remember when my brother died. I was at the, we were at the church having the services. I was a mess. I'm not gonna lie, I was a mess. And these guys come over to me. I'll never forget it. They're like, you know, you're that dude that does that conversation. Yeah, that's me. Anyways, can we ask you a question? I'm like, sure. He asked me some questions. You know, they pull me over to the side and they go, first of all, man, how am I? You know, like just praying for me. Like, how you doing? How you holding up? And I wasn't doing good at all. And I told them like it was, you know, but they respected me. I'm like, and they started asking me questions and stuff and let me know that life goes on. You know, there's a Natalie Grant song, you know, call his name, he'll find you in the hurricane. It doesn't say call his name and he'll get you, the hurricane won't happen. God doesn't say the fire won't be there, but when it's there, you'll be able to withstand it. And we have this world. We got a pandemic, oh, we got to shut everything down. Like everyone's, instead of doing what we've done for infinity on planet Earth, if you're sick, you stay home. And everyone else just continues to go. We need to protect everyone from getting sick. And that's, you know, and there's a thing called a vaccine. Called the COVID-19 vaccine. Okay? You can support vaccines. And say, yeah, I'll get some vaccines. But this COVID one, I don't trust. I'm sorry. As much as, you know, how dare you? I mean, if I can get the vaccine and get sick, then what's the point of the vaccine if I can still get the vaccine? Well, technically, you're less, no, from what I'm understanding. See, and it keeps changing. Because what I'm 100% understanding and what I was told is that originally the vaccine eliminates the virus 100%. As soon as you get everyone inoculated, bam, no more COVID. It went from that to something called, what do we call that? From that, it went to something called, oh yeah, well, it's just going to lessen your symptoms so you're not as sick. Then from that, it went to the next thing where then there are people that say, well, technically, you won't get, you know, you're not as likely to get it. No, I'm understanding, like, you'll still spread COVID no matter if you're vaccinated or not. You just won't get as sick when you get it. And just because you disagree with the COVID vaccine doesn't mean you're against every single solitary prescription, medicine, or vaccine. I trust a lot of pharmaceuticals, a lot of medicines. This one I just don't trust because I've not had any honest thing from COVID from day one. I'm going to check out what this is because this is partially false. I mean, partially false. I gotta cut to this real quickly. The current regime, Biden's administration, gifted the Taliban billion dollars worth of military grade weapons and stuff. That's partially false. Are you freaking kidding me? They just gave it to him. Oh yeah, but yeah, if this was the Revolutionary War, the British are coming, the British are coming. Partially false. Not all British are coming, just the military. Folks, yeah, that's right. Not all the British attacked the rampart to try to take down the American flag. So that's not really true when you say the British, because it wasn't all British. It was just all the military ships. But this is bullcrap. It's partially false. See, now they don't take the stuff down. They used to just take it down. So what did we do? Did we just? I mean, if you basically give it up without a fight, you're basically giving it to them. We gave them billions of dollars worth of weapons grade everything, guns, ammo, you name it. Sorry, I care about my wife. I care about my niece. I want to protect it. Oh no, we've had terrorists, known terrorists, come through the border because it's open. That's not really, well, you know, I mean, you know, just because one or two get through, all it takes is one for 9/11 to happen. You know, everyone keeps, well, I've known people that died from COVID. How dare you not want to get your vaccine? I want to know how they came up with one so fast. You want to know how long I've had celiac disease? How long they've been working on shots and stuff that are like a vaccine that will let your body, like over time, like in like 6 months to a year, get back to eating normal food, like normal food containing gluten and nut. You know how long they've been working on stuff like that? I hate to tell you how long. It's been 6 years and they were on like the final trials, like the final, and here we are like in a month and a half, like in a year and a half. Bam, sold. It makes no sense. Just trust the science. And then there was a study where there was an article about someone who was a doctor that got the COVID Pfizer shot and died. And it was one of the most viewed, and they kept that data Facebook did hidden, one of the most viewed articles. I don't care if 1 million people get the vaccine and one die. I want to know about that one person. Why did they die? What happened? And we want to get into this, too, because not many people know this. If your company or employer is forcing you to get the vaccine or fire you, you got a couple options. Not many people. You can't. They can force you. Well, okay. If they force you, okay, well, then fire me whenever, and I will sue you for wrongful termination. And if they force you to get it, and they say, okay, if you want me to get the vaccine, okay, then you're going to sign a liability waiver that if anything happens to me, since this is against my will, and I don't want to take this, and I'm only being forced to by you, then you're going to be held liable for any medical problems I have for the rest of my life due to that vaccine. OSHA has said that you can legally say that if you force an employee to get a vaccine against their will, then you're liable for any complications from that vaccine for the rest of their life because you're forcing it against their will. So, and I'm sure there's people that are, oh, we're going to take that to court because you, that can't be. You have to get that damn vaccine because the vaccine, people are spreading it. And then they try to play off that BS like, well, if you're vaccinated, you're not spreading as much as, they've actually taken like 293 or 239. I got dyslexia, so I get set backwards. And they had that many people. And the number's not really important. You know, 239 or 293, they all had COVID. 74% of those COVID people were fully vaccinated. 74% of the COVID people, and most of the people that are getting it are vaccinated. You gotta understand, you have a crap load of people that have the antibodies. You know, we got more important things right now. We got people in Afghanistan that are brothers and sisters. And Joe Biden sitting there with a women's basketball team, like a WNBA basketball team. He's been asked questions twice about Americans stranded over there, and he just walks away. Joe Biden, just turn around. That's right, turn around, Joe, and just walk away. Just walk away, Joe. You don't have to tell him you'll get back to him. Don't circle back. Just turn around and walk away. It's okay, Joe. Now, just go into that door just like we practiced. Good job. Good boy. I mean, that's what's wrong with this. We have Americans stranded over there. They've got $83 billion worth of our equipment. Well, at least CNN's finally saying, hey, Joe Biden don't make no sense. He's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. At least they're starting to, I mean, it's about 20 days late and $20 short. I mean, you know it's bad when CNN is going off on Biden. But we got Americans stranded. We got a world, this Taliban taking over Afghanistan affects the entire freaking world. This is a major world event. And you got Democrats trying to pass a Green New Deal, $5 trillion total in BS spending. Yeah, we need some new roads and bridges, but that's the last thing. We got Americans stranded over there. I guess it's like, you know, those four guys, you know, when Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, and they were calling for help. I think it's going to take our own people. I think the military just needs to step up themselves and say, screw this, screw the administration. We're going to take matters in our own hands and we're going to go save them. Because the administration ain't going to do nothing. I mean, it's sort of like when you watch the Benghazi thing. I'm just looking this up. Like, did the Obama administration watch the Benghazi thing unfold with no one there, with like no one watching? Like when they attacked on September 11, 2012. And it's like, no, that's false. When they had, you know, we're watching Benghazi all over again. I feel sorry for anyone that's over there because Biden's administration ain't going to do anything. all they're focused on is we need to pass this green new stimulus deal thing, whatever. We need to have new bridges and roads. I'm sorry about people that are over fighting. I don't know. I mean, it makes no sense. But many in Tracy Pelosi, and we need to have new roads and bridges. Because we need to make sure that we don't fly and take trains. And we're going to build a train that can go from here to Hawaii. Non-stop train. Afghanistan's fine. Everything's great. The Taliban, we love them. They're wonderful. Our Americans over there will be taken good care of. The women, oh yeah, they'll get to get stoned to death, but that's okay. They'll be wearing permanent masks. The masks over there are called hijabs, but they're going to wear them because I know they will because I mentioned Hoshi. And we texted and gift them $87 million worth of milk toys. No, we didn't. I mean, it's probably false. It's not really true. I mean, we just accidentally left them there, so they just acquired them. We didn't gift them; they acquired them. Okay, I know they acquired them because I'm not supposed to. That's just where we live in. We got people stranded over there, our own people, and they're worried about passing stimulus bills to line their pocketbooks. If these stimulus bills pass, the country, as we know it, is not only gone already, but it's going to be prepared, folks. Because you're going to be spending about $10 million for steak. A loaf of bread is going to be about $4 million. Well, the steak ain't going to be steak. It's going to be fake meat. I had no problem with all that stuff until it started coming out. Well, we believe we can get everyone to switch to this instead of ground beef. It's better. Soylent Green. But that's the problem we have here right now, folks. This whole world makes no sense. And you put them in there, anyone that voted for Biden. I was listening to that Trump rally that he had in Alabama, and there were some people that, I'm sorry, we can't wait till 2022. Something has to happen. And that's the scary thing, because get Biden out. Who do you got left? Kamala Harris moves up, and Nancy Pelosi moves up. You want to have Harris and Pelosi? Are you kidding me? We've got to find a way to take out all three. If any of you watch the Epoch TV, the Epoch Times, their network, they have the Larry Elder Show, and he's great. And now, it's amazing. California is so racist right now. I never thought I'd see the day that I'd see a racist California, but they're investigating Larry Elder's financial disclosures and all his, they're trying to find anything they can, an unpaid parking ticket to get him shut down because he's a conservative and he's black. And, if you don't like a black Democrat, you're racist, but they don't like Larry Elders because he's black and he's a conservative. Sorry. I want what's best for my wife, what's best for my family and my niece and my nephews, my cousins, and this country. I want what's best. Not today. Not with this. We need to worry about train travel. No, we need to worry about getting people. We need to worry about this Afghanistan issue. It is This is a worldwide crisis. If Afghanistan becomes a caliphate, but people don't care, well, at least the Democrats don't. See, they don't know what to do because this is the first time where they have a real crisis and they just can't throw this thing under the rug. Normally, if something goes wrong with Bill Clinton or Obama or something, they can use to kind of throw these little things under the rug and they're not that big of a deal. And, you know, they should have done something, but no big deal. This Afghanistan thing is huge. And the world is saying, okay, here you go. The U.S. just gave the Taliban all these weapons and just left. And it's scary. I mean, it's bad when the rest of the world is laughing at you, not with you, at you. And that's the problem. We can't, this is not sustainable. I mean, what was it like in 88 and stuff, Tony Hawk was getting like 100,000 a year. Equivalating that, if it was by inflation and everything, he'd have been getting about 500,000 in today's day. I mean, but this is how bad it is. I don't know how anyone likes Governor Whitmer, but supposedly she's in a virtual tie against Chief James Gregg, a Republican for the gubernatorial race, polls, according to polls. I mean, I don't know anyone in Michigan except for maybe her biological family. I don't know how they can even stand. They probably like her because they're able to do whatever they want to, but she can't. I bet you her family members could have went to Walmart last year and bought stuff to garden with. I mean, this is what you got to realize. In Michigan last summer, there were things you couldn't even buy. Like, going outside your house is going to kill you. I don't understand where people got this notion that it's acceptable. I'm jogging on a trail out in the middle of the woods. The odds of you coming up to someone is probably slim and none, but you're wearing a mask. And the odds of you spreading something, do some actual work. Take one of those cheapy piece of crap surgical masks and go into a paint booth and try to do painting. Go wear one of those and go out into a farm and spray pesticides and herbicides. You'd probably be dead in a day. They're supposed to protect you, you got to twist the thing too. That way you get the little air holes in the side so you can breathe. How does that make sense? I guarantee you, if you use one of those, if you went into a paint booth, painting a dump body with one of those surgical masks, I can put five of them on there. I guarantee you, probably by the end of the day, you'd probably be dead from the fumes. That's why you wear very high-end masks that have super HEPA filtration. You could not be spraying in a cornfield herbicides and pesticides with a little surgical, but that's what we're using to combat one of the most deadliest viruses in this world's history. That's the way they push it. If one person dies from COVID, like my aunt died, how dare you? You should be just assassinated. How dare you? And they try to demonize you. Okay, well, yeah, my best friend died from being in a car crash. How dare you get behind the car? How dare you use any type of motorized transportation? I had a buddy die in a motorcycle. How dare you? I'm gonna make sure that you can never get in anything that goes over 1 mile per hour that's motorized ever again. I think we need to ban cars, because if we ban cars 100%, then we won't have automobile accidents. Safe a life, ban cars. How about that one? Makes sense, right? You want to ban everything so that we can, because someone might die from COVID, so we better not do anything ever. You might as well be like Herman's Hermits and just be in the closet. We'll be like Henry the Eighth. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. But I swear, it's like, I'm so tired of these people that try to push this notion that, well, I knew someone that died from COVID, so we need to not do any, how dare, well, I know people that, I told this to one lady, said, I know my best friend died from drinking and driving behind the wheel of a vehicle. My buddy was driving the vehicle, and he got a sprained wrist. My buddy was killed. Went through the windshield, DOA, dead on arrival. Why do I drive a car? Because of what my buddy did, not only should I have never drank ever again, but I should never have ever supported a motor vehicle. I should have been 100% making sure that every single solitary automobile was taken off the road immediately to where no one could ever drive. If you want to go to California, you have to walk the whole way. No planes, no trains, no automobiles, nothing. Look what happened to Christopher Reed. How dare you ride a horse? How dare you ride a horse? Christopher Reed was paralyzed from riding a horse. How dare you crap on him? How dare you? You might as well just go piss on his grave if you're going to ride a horse after what he went through. I can't believe they allow people to ride horses anymore after that. How dare you? But that's just where we're in. How dare you? You celebrated Thanksgiving while people died from COVID. Well, you drove a car while someone was killed in a car accident that very day. And the day before that, the day before that, and the day before that. How dare you celebrate life while people have died from everything from car wrecks to natural disasters to whatever. That's just where we live in. They try to demonize you for living your life. You know what? You want to know what my time is? I don't know. God does. I don't. And when it's my time to go, it's my time to go. And let me tell you, when it's my time to go, there ain't no 1-900 psychic line. There ain't no nothing. There ain't no gypsy. There ain't nothing. No mask. No helmet that's going to save me. When it's my time to go and God calls me, then I will go. Until that time, I'm going to live my life and I'm going to praise him for another day. But we got people so, well, you couldn't even garden. And you're going to tell me that a Whitmer is in a tie? Like people, who in the heck did this survey? I don't know one person in Michigan, and probably I don't know how the family can support her. Probably because they can do whatever they want to. Rules for me, not for thee, but this is ridiculous. I'm so tired of, you just need to shut up and get the vaccine. How dare you? My buddy died from a car accident. How dare you drive in a motor vehicle? I may have to ask that question sometime. I think it'd be kind of neat to see what the response would be. Because, you know, if somebody goes off on me because she knows someone that died from COVID, but I refuse to get the vaccine, I'll say, well, then you'll back me because my best friend in high school dies from a motor vehicle accident. I think you should get behind me to ban all cars, all motor transportation, because that makes about as much sense. I'm going to live my life, and if you want to sit in a box, if you can still get COVID from me, whether you're vaccinated or not, then you can't blame me for the problem. You could say that, hey, if you say that now, if you're going to change the narrative and say, well, now that you're well, vaccinated people don't spread it as easily. No, it's not that case. No, it's, wait a minute. It's like this. At first, everyone gets vaccinated and we end the pandemic. And then it's, well, you can still get COVID. You're just not going to be as sick. Well, now people are saying, well, you don't get, it doesn't transmit. So it's not as easy as transmit. I mean, they keep trying to change the narrative because our stance hasn't changed and what we believe and what we're going to do. But their stance keeps changing. Our producer just walked into the studio.
She's trying to get some tomatoes for her client.
Yeah, take as many. There's a ton in there.
That needs to go out of there. I didn't think she was giving me Ambien anymore.
But yeah. Okay. But that's how we are. I mean, I'm sorry, folks. I'm not doing that. I'm not playing. See, we haven't changed our stance. This is what we believe in. But every time you turn around, it went from it's going to end the virus to it's going to lessen it when you get it to what's next? Oh yeah. Now, well, you don't. It's harder to get if you're vaccinated. No, I know people that are vaccinated who have gotten COVID, and they're blaming the unvaccinated person. If he would have been vaccinated, well, okay, you still got it, and you're vaccinated, so don't give me this BS. That see, our stance doesn't change. What we believe in. But that's where we're at. That's where, you know, we're not changing our stance. And like I said before, if you want to go and do, you can go and do. We're a free country. You know, there are military people calling up saying, hey, I'm going to be discharged because I refuse to get a vaccine. And see, just like Donald Trump, where you can say, hey, yeah, I like what he's doing, but he's doing it through executive orders. So it's like, nah, you know, you should be, I like what Obama did here, but I disagreed with X, Y, and Z. You shouldn't like everything everyone does. But my point is, same thing with the vaccine. You may say, well, I think the shingles one is decent, but this one, I don't know. Yeah, I've gotten the pneumonia before, man. I got so sick with pneumonia. No, I'm sorry, next. I've gotten this before. You know, you can have things. And now that the FDA has supposedly cleared the Pfizer vaccine, how does that make it magically safe? You want to know how many things the FDA has approved that 20, 30 years later? Do you take erysipelabba? You can have bladder cancer if you had erysipelabba. Hi, I'm an attorney. Did you take the prescription over-the-counter erysipelabba, or it's generic erysipelabba? You could be owed trillions of dollars. Call me, and I'll fight. You know, that's a made-up drug, but like Zantac, 30-plus years. It went through the whole full FDA process. Now, I think you should have the choice. Pardon me. I think you should have the choice if you want to get the vaccine or not get the vaccine. People are getting it, a.k.a. the virus, vaccinated. So stop this BS of you're spreading it because you're the one to get vaccinated. Man, if I'm spreading it, then I should only be spreading it to unvaccinated people. Us vaccinated people should be having the party. But that wouldn't last too long because as soon as you get it, then you have antibodies. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. Folks, like I said before, we're going to make the world a better place because we're going to make airplanes out of beef.
Can you name like a gallon bag over there? Is it white bag? A bigger one. Name the big ones.
I don't think we have any big ones.
Keep talking and I'll find it.
But yeah, I mean, seriously, folks. I mean, this is how bad this world's coming to. When you have CNN going off on Biden, you know it's bad.
I didn't get to hear all that. What else did they say to him?
Oh, they're just, I mean, this is like twice when they've asked, when reporters are asking about Americans. When Americans are asking about when Americans
wonderful day.
When Americans
sorry.
You're fine. Sound like the day I had. When Americans are questioning, hey, wait a minute here. We got Afghanistan going on right now. And we have Americans in Afghanistan right now and nothing's being done. And they're just there. Wait a minute. Nothing's being done? And you're worried about $5 trillion in spending? And Biden is kind of just like they're rambling on. It makes no sense. Not 2 and 2 aren't equaling 4. I mean, heck, the governor of California is a mess. Somehow, he's still governor. I mean, how can you have...
What?
Like, California's a mess, but the guy's still governor. I mean, you have... I don't know if you heard about this, but where is it? The mayor... No, this is...
Oh, that's
this,
still good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't touch it, though. Okay.
But when you have... Governor Whitmer supposedly in a virtual tie against James Gregg for the gubernatorial race that's in 2022. How? How can anyone support her except for maybe your family members that she lets them do whatever they want to?
You got to understand, she made pot legal in Michigan. That's going to make a lot of people support her. Does it make sense? No.
I don't know anyone that supports her. Look at what she did, and look in Michigan when you couldn't do basic crap, when you couldn't even buy gardening stuff to go. See, that doesn't make sense. You can't go out and garden. How does that make sense?
When she wouldn't let you buy that, yeah.
But I guess the people that are going to vote for her don't care. And.
No. Well, liberals have to, they think that they're giving away their freedom to make them righteous.
Well, the problem you have is you have
these... You're giving away my freedom when you try to, when you give yours away. I'm not giving my freedom up.
Oh, and that's like I was talking about earlier. I don't know if you, how much you heard when I was talking about how, like, we just, okay, like, maybe I need to sit there and put a thing into ban... automobile, any automotive motor transportation, like trains, planes, everything, because my buddy in high school died behind the wheel of a car, so shouldn't I be against driving? Because if I have friends, well, my aunt died from COVID, how dare you not get vaccinated? I'm like, well, my buddy died from a motor vehicle crash when the driver sprained the wrist, and did you see?
My cousin died from COVID. Do you want to count how many cousins I've had die from cancer? Dad dying from cancer?
Yeah. My brother
died. You're going to talk to me about COVID? And you're not wondering why the pharmaceutical companies, after all this time, they can come up with a vaccine for COVID
like
that, but nothing for cancer?
Yeah.
Really? And you believe that heart? You believe that horse crap? I got a bridge. I got a bridge in Nevada I can sell you.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Cool. I want it. I'm buying it.
There's hardly any rivers in Nevada, but I don't know how many bridges they are in Nevada. I was being.
Well, yeah, like I have money to buy a bridge, really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me right now?
No, like the Sahara Desert. I got a bridge that goes across it. But the biggest river.
Oh, so you got oceanfront property in the Sahara Desert?
Yep.
Guess what, folks? I've got a sump pump that works in deserts.
Good, because we'll need it there.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that make about as much sense?
Yep. But that's the problem in this country. So many people buy this crap. Nothing makes sense, but why did they flip flop every 5 seconds? Well, no. See, you gotta understand something. The virus mutates. That's why you can. You know, that's what goes on in this world. You know. It's okay, folks. The virus mutates. That's how one day a mask works, one day it doesn't. Oh, yeah. Like I was talking about earlier, take one of those surgical masks and have fun. Seriously, have fun. Go into a paint booth and see how long you live. Go spray herbicides on a crop. Let's have biological warfare. Put one of those masks on. I'm going to sit there and put you in a room with mustard gas. You'll see how quickly that those things don't do anything. Oh, but they protect against the virus. See, what we found is if you twist them just right, you can let air in. And what is smaller than air? The virus. Trust me, when you work at a place that they had masks, face shields and goggles and they still spread this crap, folks, you need to wake up and smell the maple nut crunch. I gotta get into this because I was went to TJ Maxx and I got like this hemp shampoo and I was trying to see if I could find it again, and I was going through stuff And they have, like, you know, sometimes I have, like, some K-cups and different things and I've got in the food stuff, and I'm looking for coffee-flavored coffee, you know. And the first thing I saw was maple nut crunch. And if you ever seen Dennis Leary stand up, he goes, it's impossible, you know, maple nut crunch. You mean to tell me that Juan Valdez is fielding field full of maple nuts? I bet you my left maple nut that he's not. You're 15 years old. Pull up your pants. He went to like a 7-Eleven and they had two like coffee things like the old days. One was labeled decaf. One was not. You'd think one's was to flavor of the month, man. It's maple nut crunch. And it was hilarious because I've never seen. You know, coffee doesn't need a menu, folks. It needs a cup. That's what's wrong with it. It went downhill. Because you have so many people that make no sense. One day he wants you to wear no mask, 10 masks. Like this lady said, go spray chemicals. Go and take one of those surgical masks, put two or three of them on, put like five of them on, and then go into a gas chamber. Like they do with the military, and then you take the gas mask, they put the gas, and then you take off the mask, and you have to try to recite your name and badge number and rank and all that stuff. And only things you have to say. See how well that lasts. If you say that cause more global warming, okay, put me in a garage with two cows and you get a car. We'll start the car and we'll see who lives. That's this world we're coming to. People don't care. People just, like, don't think. And it's sad. We got Americans stranded in Afghanistan, and you got Nancy Pelosi trying to put like $5 trillion total in stimuluses through. Are you kidding me? But we need to have an administration president, and we need to have, like I talked about earlier, because I ran the program earlier, we need to have bridges. I mean, it's very important that we have infrastructure bridges, because, I mean, maybe the bridges can be built in Afghanistan. I mean, we need, I need, it's going to get me off the refrigerator so I can have more ice cream, but we need to, I mean, our priority has to be, because, see, the Taliban are taking care of our soldiers. They're doing a great job. I mean, I love you, this Taliban, as well. But we need to have, we need to take, and we need to pass these stimulus. I mean, that's important. That's why I called everyone back to D.C. I mean, Afghanistan, you know, the people there can take care of themselves. I mean, they're adults, they're 21. Yeah.
I'm leaving.
I love you. But we'll talk. But yeah, I mean, yeah, for some reason, yeah, it happened, because it happened in the, if I put my phone on this one spot, it shuts off. And it did that and disconnected me. So, yeah, this has been a very interesting show. But, yeah, it's one of those things that when we look into it, quite simply, with about 4 minutes left, wake up. We got to wake up. And we are, and I think, I mean, when CNN is saying what they're saying and calling out Joe Biden as being like, what's wrong with the dude? He's making no sense. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, folks. Thank you so much for being a part of this.
It
takes you a while to close around 8 or 9. It takes you a while to close around. Especially since you will call you back. Thank you, folks. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the few that know what's going on and know the BS. Thank you. Because not many people in this world, I don't know how you can't sit there and not see through this everything going on in this world. How can you not sit there and say, wait a minute, didn't Afghanistan just happen? Isn't it still going on? But you want to have $5 trillion that's going to bankrupt this country? I mean, if that stuff passes, dude, this country's done for. I mean, not that it's, I mean, it's almost there now. And it's just going to give more government control. It's just going to give way more government control. And I think some people on the left are waking up because, hey, I'm a Kennedy Democrat. I'm not for this crap. Wake up. Be there for your neighbor. Be there for your family. Be there for your friends. Live your life. For Christ's sake. Be there. Do stuff. Don't let people intimidate you. Well, if you're so scared, then stay the F home. Okay? stay the F home. I'm going to live my life. Me and my niece, we're going to go out and do, we're going to have, after this, I'm going to go help her get in her phone. She lost hers, but guess what, folks? We're going to go do. If I die, I die. It's my life. No mask, no nothing's going to keep me from my destiny from God. I got about 90 seconds left, and I'm living my life. Are you? And what are you living for? Are you living for Christ? Are you preparing? I can't believe how many people just cowered into a vaccine. Remember when Joseph was walking on the water, going to Jesus. It wasn't like perfect calm conditions. It wasn't a little hole dug with water in it in the middle of a field that the family built to have a little swimming hole. It was like there were massive waves, massive turbulence. Joseph fell in the water when he took his eyes off Christ. Don't you go do the same. We need to get Christ back in this country. We need to get this country going in the right direction. Remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.